Welcome to the 111th session of the First Primitive Baptist Association of Oklahoma. It's become more of a fellowship meeting in times past or in recent times, and we're very thankful to be in the fellowship with each one of you, fellowship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you have come from a long ways, and we want to express our gratitude, our sincere gratitude that you've come all this way to be with us as we endeavor to worship our King, the Lord of Glory. Hope that however long you can be with us, whether you can stay the entire session or if you need to go home soon after, that you will feel blessed, that you will have felt at home, that you will have felt loved, because you are all of those things. Welcome, and thank you, and God bless you. To begin our session, I'd like to read some verses that have been on my mind, and I trust that this is of the Lord. Turn with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 11. I'm going to read a few verses here and then comment quickly. It says, "Now when John, that is John the Baptist, had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. And he said unto them, Art thou he who should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath the devil. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, Behold, a man who's gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children." You're probably familiar with this set of scripture, and you know how that late in his life, late in his ministry, after having baptized the Lord Jesus Christ, John was thrown into prison, ultimately beheaded. And whether this was for the benefit of his disciples or for his own edification, he sent disciples to the Lord Jesus to inquire as to whether he was in fact the one promised of God. And the Lord Jesus demonstrated through the fulfillment of the prophecies of Elijah that this in fact was the case. But then the Lord Jesus asked a couple of questions, and that's what I want to focus on. There's a lot of good things in there, and I'll leave that for you, brethren, to preach about. But notice that three times the Lord Jesus asked this question, What is it that you went out to see? Okay. And he asked the question, Did you go to see a reed shaken in the wind? A man who would just kind of give you opinions that were popular and what was going on in the current fashion of the day? And he said, No, that's not who John the Baptist was. And he said, Did you go out to see a man who was in soft raiment, a man who was elegant and well-clothed and was really impressive in his eloquence and the things that he said and the way that he appeared? And he said, No, those kinds of people are in the king's palaces. But he said, Did you go to see a prophet? And he said, Yes. And he said, John the Baptist is the greatest prophet of all the entire Old Testament. And yet he said, Even those who are in the kingdom today are greater than them because of the greatest privilege that they have of walking in the kingdom. I want to ask this question to each one of you, and I want to be honest. I hope that you'll be honest with me. Why did you come tonight? What did you come to see? You know? Do you know what I'm saying? We're all primitive Baptists, or most of us are, and we've been most of our lives. And it's a wonderful thing to go out to have these meetings, and I'm glad that you have come. But did we come to have some good fellowship and see some friends? Well, I hope so. And that's appropriate. Did we come, to be seen? I hope not. Did we come to preach? Well, in the right spirit, I hope the answer is yes. Let me say this. I've been searching my heart. And the reason I came, besides the fact that I'm the pastor and I have to be here, you'd notice. I've come out tonight to see the King. That's what I want. All right? Okay. I want to see the King. I want to feel the presence of the Lord Jesus. That's why we're here. You know? The Lord will accept our worship. The Lord will send His Spirit and manifest Himself with us when we come together in His name. Okay? And that's why we're here. These preachers have come, and these men are dying to preach to you. But they don't want to do that so you'll think big things about them. They are burdened with the desire to tell you about Jesus Christ. Every man here, I know for a fact, would say to you, they want you to believe. Right? They want you to believe in the Lord. They want you to follow after Him. They want you to be focused on Him. Okay? And that's why we're here today. What did you come out to see? That should be our theme this week. We should be here to see the King. And I pray to God that He's with us tonight in a manifest way, that we might rejoice at the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us and has been raised again and is coming again soon to take us home. Okay? That is true. Right? So, with that, I'm happy to announce that we have some good preaching for you tonight. Lord willing, we have Elder Dolph Painter from Athens, Georgia. Actually, he's from Poole, Georgia, but Athens, Georgia is close enough. And we're thankful to have you out here, dear brother. And he's going to go first, followed by Elder Carl State from Rogers, Arkansas. We know.